With the Amex Gold Card, turn your errands into rewards with 4x membership rewards points at U.S. supermarkets. Then, grab a little pick-me-up from Dunkin', courtesy of Amex. With the $84 Dunkin' credit, earn up to $7 in monthly statement credits when you pay with the Gold Card. The Amex Gold Card rewards you on life's necessities. Enrollment required. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/us/explore-gold.
Podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this conversation. We know so far what's going down with Diddy, for the most part, with the indictment, the being jailed, held without bond. But, you know, I want to talk about something else right now, because we know that Aubrey, she's been, as much as she could, speaking out but not going into any explicit details about things that she knew about Diddy, but pretty much letting the public know that he is not a good man. And some people felt like she's problematic, she's crazy, she's this, she's that, but she stood her ground. And then Dawn recently came out and she filed a lawsuit, and no lie, when that lawsuit was filed and I heard the news about it, I didn't speak about it. And one of the reasons why I didn't was because I just felt like there was more to come and it wasn't going to be long after. I don't proclaim to know the future. I'm not one of these people out here that's talking about God said this and God told me that and I saw in a dream, or I'm a prophet or a prophetess like these people. I'm a prophetess of, get up out of here. But anyway, I did feel that something else was going to be dropping not too long after that happened. And I'm not saying that because Dawn knew and that's why she felt more comfortable to file the lawsuit when she did. But I just felt like there was something more to come. And so with that being said, you know, I've been asked questions like, well, why didn't Aubrey file a lawsuit? She's been talking all this time. Why didn't she file a lawsuit? She didn't sign the NDA. She talked about the NDA. She didn't file a lawsuit, though. So what's up with that? Listen, I don't know why she didn't. Not everyone that has been violated chooses to go that route. I ain't never been involved in no stuff like these people have been in, thank the Lord, but I have been violated before and I chose not to file a lawsuit against the people that did what they did to me. And one of the reasons why I chose not to do it, one, is because I ain't getting no money from these people. Let's just be clear about that. And two, it would pull me back into that place of where I was when I was going through them, because going through litigation, it takes time. Now, thankfully, Cassie didn't have to endure all of that because he settled the next day. But that is truly rare. And we know even in that, he tried to proclaim his innocence. And a lot of people will say settlement. I was a legal assistant for years. And I know that this is what they do with these settlements. Usually what they put in the settlement agreement is that this is not an admission of guilt. So you can settle out of court. It doesn't mean that the other party is admitting that they're guilty. It's usually just, we just want to stop the bleed. It's more expensive to litigate. So let's just go ahead and cut our losses and move forward. That's usually what that means. So with all of that being said, you know, I chose not to go through those things because it would have taken the time and the energy, the money on my part, because I'm going to have to pay whether, you know, I win or not. And even if I won, collecting anything, good luck. But the attorney absolutely would win because they get paid regardless. So with all of that being said, it doesn't mean that Aubrey didn't have a case. It just, and if she still, you know, doesn't do anything, I don't know. But not everyone chooses to file a lawsuit. So Dawn hadn't been speaking out, and then she recently filed a lawsuit. And so I am happy that she did. But then when it came out, the statement that her former bandmate made after she filed her lawsuit to pretty much deny ever seeing anything, knowing anything, blind to whatever was going on. And then it comes out that he contacted her 54 times in one day after she filed her lawsuit. And before she made the statement opposing what Don had said was going on. This is the type of stuff that black women go through. Aubrey, she had more freedom to speak, even though women are catching hell. I'm not here to say that women have it easy and are trying. If this orange crap bag gets back in the White House, they're trying to take more and more rights away from women, all right? They really want women to be subservient servants. And that's it. But when you're a white woman, you definitely have more credence. They listen to you more, whatever, than a black woman. That's just the truth. So Aubrey had a privilege that Dawn didn't. So yeah, Aubrey didn't file a lawsuit, but Dawn finally having the bravery and the courage to do that. I know that that wasn't easy. I know it wasn't. So with Aubrey now, getting the props that she, I guess, I would say she deserves. She's saying that this isn't about her. This is a win for women all over the world and not just her. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so. But I believe that Dawn probably had more fear and more to lose because of the melanin, and that's just the truth. You can accept it or you can reject it. But when people say, well, why did she wait so long? If that's the case, then why? You can never know unless you're in that situation. And he is a monster. All of the things that have been listed in that indictment and the things that he said to her and the things that she has seen, I'm quite sure that she did not feel any sense of security in coming out before she did because she was probably afraid for her life and her family's life. Probably, knowing a whole lot more about Kim Porter and why she believes she's no longer here on this earth. It's crazy. So, yeah, Aubrey has a privilege that Don didn't have. And we know this. You can admit it or not, but that's just the truth. So I'm happy to know that he is where he is. I don't know what this means now for Don with, regards to the civil situation, because he can try to defend himself behind bars. But with all of the things going on, I don't really know how that's going to affect her in collecting anything if she wins her case. Because I don't see him settling. I don't really see him doing a Cassie settlement in terms of like quickly, simply because now he is feeling like he's fighting for his life. So I don't believe that he's going to give in to give anything to her when he's just trying to hold on to the little that he has left. And the little that he has left to us is a whole lot, but it can take many years to build an empire, and then overnight it can be taken away. So that's why I don't envy any of these people who come up in the way that they did. And the Bible even speaks of that, be not envious of those who prosper in their own way. He's prospered in his own way. When people like to try to give God the credit, people have to remember that there are multiple gods. The true and living God is not the one that has allowed him to be able to come up and prosper the way that he has. The devil gives gifts too. The devil takes care of his own. And the Bible even says that Satan is the god of this world. So we just have to think about that, guys. But let me know your thoughts about Aubrey and Dawn and Kalina in the comment section. It's very disappointing. I mean, Kalina, I don't know if she got paid to make the statement saying that I don't know what Dawn is talking about, but I never seen anything like that going on. I don't really see her just doing it as a favor to him. unless she owed him something. I don't know. But he probably slid her a few dollars to make that statement. Not that it would have meant anything, honestly, because here you are, another black woman speaking against another black woman. That happens a lot. That's not uncommon, you know? People do that every day for free. So let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye. Don't wanna talk, don't wanna see, don't wanna feel.
With the Amex Gold Card, turn your errands into rewards with 4x membership rewards points at U.S. supermarkets. Then, grab a little pick-me-up from Dunkin', courtesy of Amex. With the $84 Dunkin' credit, earn up to $7 in monthly statement credits when you pay with the Gold Card. The Amex Gold Card rewards you on life's necessities. Enrollment required. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/us/explore-gold.